it's not allowed in vinegar to have turbid wines. It's, if the chemical, it's perfect, and the sensorio, it's also perfect, a big quality wine, we refuse. The producer must filter into the wine. Mm-hmm. I go direct to the laboratory, but in the back, we have a big organization than the lab. The lab, it's only one part of the service, and the analytical and chemical service. In this moment, we don't do only analysis to the Vinho Verde. We have also a service to other DOCs in Portugal, to other wines, because the objective here is to have a lab that have an international accreditation, and the objective is to have quality in the results, basically. Mm-hmm. In the structure of the Comissão dos Vinhos Verdes, we have the certification part that win the money and the marketing part that spend the money. It's very easy to understand the philosophy. Yeah? And then, in the end of the year, we say, you spend too much, you could not spend, because you don't win too much. It's like this. In the certification part,
thank you. You're very nice.
Now we know who spends money.
And then in the certification part, we have three departments, basically. One that it's in the contact with the clients, that make, like a bank. Mm-hmm. You have a person that knows everything about you, almost everything, and that contact with you. We have the control department, that it's blended with this one, but that goes to the wineries. You don't know that this department go and look mm-hmm. The quantity of the wine and if everything is correct. And in the harvest, it's very active, because control every grape that goes to the big wine makers, for example. These two departments that basically, it's one manager of this department. The labeling is very important. And because we have special rules in UA, in European, that you must have in the labels, and we control also this, and the laboratory, the last one. For example, a producer could give a sample to the laboratory, and we don't know the label, or could give a label to be approved, and in the lab we don't know the label. Mm. But in the end, the managers of the producers blend the label and the wine. This is perfect, because you could have sometimes one wine that you could blend different labels, and all the labels must be approved. Mm-hmm. It's a not complicated system. We have also an international agreement in the control and certification, international normalization. It's more or less the same philosophy as the laboratory. Mm-hmm. To be transparent, clear, the roles are in our website. To someone that comes, for example, for you, it's much interesting in the website, the part of the communication, the promotion, because we have the images, we have all the information about DOC. But we have another part, more technical, for the producers, but they have all the roles also very, very clear, very specified to understand what is the business.
And do you have many protests after?
We have 3% of freezing in the samples, and we don't have too much protests. In the past, it's different when we don't have the international standard agreement. Nowadays, look, when you have other regions that came to your lab to have service, it's not complicated, because the important in nowadays to the analysis is to understand that the analysis is like a relationship with client. Mm-hmm. You must have the...
What's the proportion in your judgment system between the technical, strictly technical analysis and the typicity?
Nowadays, the analysis have a big proportion of European Union limits.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have a proportion of this, it's around 60%. Mm-hmm. After, we have the sensory analysis, it's practically all the analysis, sensory analysis practically specific for Vinho Verde.
Okay.
And after, we have other parameters that are enological practicals that we want to control, mm-hmm. that are not allowed or that are different than what we want, and we have this analysis also.
What people can do with wines which doesn't apply for or which doesn't receive
rejection. It depends on the rejection, on the parameter that it's rejected. I give you two examples. If it's turbidity, like I said in the beginning, it's easy. They could filter, and it's done. Mm-hmm. And they send another tag. If we detect, for example, an allergical particle that it's not allowed, or that it's refused, and it's sometimes it's a process after that go to the public ministerium. It depends on.
What's most common?
Common. It's very rare to have these problems. Very, very rare. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in white wine, it's practically zero, nothing. It's more in the red wines are more susceptible for that.
But you also mentioned that from technical perspective, you have different norms regarding the country. Or what is the difference?
Basically, it's the parameters. Each country, for example, the Brazil, it's a country that have a philosophy of protection. Protection of the local production. And what happened is that, for example, they have now wine in Rio Grande do Sul, and they try to protect a little bit their producers, and they put different roles. It's not complicated, but we must respect this. For example, the document that goes with wines are different. Poland, we only have one problem. It's this small thing that we must put on the top. It's not that easy to put.
Very small.
It's not a small problem. But
it's
look at an example.
It's small and costing.
Yeah. And Brazil will have something in this way.
Yeah. But in terms of sugar content, acidity, and so on.
No. This is DOC.
That's
so,
okay.
For example, we don't have this problem because we have a light wine, a low alcoholic wine. But for example, in Brazil. They have a maximum, I'm not so sure it's 15 or 14. I think it's 15 for wine. If you have a wine with 15.5, or I think it's 14. And I'm not sure, sorry. But if it's a wine up than this value, you must send a documentation that it's DOC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because in generic, it's not allowed. But if you, for example, in Alentej, if they say, okay, it's a DOC, it's no problem, they accept. The DOC roles, we don't have roles, however, that are more strict than our DOC roles. Mm-hmm. What happened nowadays is that we have countries that, because they have power, control very small things. Like Canada that control all pesticides. Like, for example, Germany that sometimes control very specific parameters. From the white wines that came there. And we don't know why, but they don't produce
too much wine, you know.
But what I say is nowadays, a chemical and analysis is more like a relation with clients. Mm. And we have, for example, big surfaces that have their brands that control very hard these products. Of course, it's always minimum quality. Our philosophy is not a journalist philosophy. It's not a philosophy in the quality, in the strict sense. Our quality, it's minimum quality. You understand this concept?
Yeah.
When a taster, you go to taste some wines. When you go to the tasting, you feel, this is good, this is better. When we sit there to control, where is the default? This is enough. Or this is not enough. Yeah. It's completely different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But these rules are also a subject for changing regarding, for instance, the customer switch towards the different taste or whatever. DOC rules are very strict. Since ages, you know, the same DOC rules.
Did you have any major changes in DOC rules?
No. We don't have this philosophy.
We
maintain, and this is very clear, we maintain one of the lowest limits in alcohol of the European Union. Our Vinho Verde, standard Vinho Verde, without the other designation in the label, the maximum is 11.5. Give me another region that has this maximum. It's impossible. And this maximum comes from a lot of time, more than from the beginning, practically. In the past, we don't allow to have wines in all the region, despite Alvarinho, over 11.5. Mm-hmm. And this we change, because
Alvarinho
now we don't communicate one style of vineyard. We communicate different styles of vineyard.
Yes.
You could have a vineyard standard like a style Casal Garcia, Gazelle, etc. That it's low alcohol, some carbonic gas, very citrus aroma.
Mm-hmm.
But we have also other styles of vineyard. For example, Nevis, that it's a grape variety, that it's more like, for example, seems like Alvarinho a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but it's much more alcoholic. And then we have a different limit. The limit arrived 14. But even this 14, it's less than 15 from the European Commission.
Sure.
And this we maintain in the DOC. Okay? You will have this very clear in the presentation.
Okay.
It's,
it's
some information that we don't make a... sorry, I could say that. We don't make a marketing like marketing. We do technical marketing. I don't know if it's the correct word, Carla, but...
Go on.
Let me see.
Like this, the presentation you have, it's a presentation that it's done by all the persons in the commission that do the presentation, and have a technical focus, a technical explanation about the terroir, about the climate conditions,
mm-hmm.
about the wines, and...
It's a more educational presentation.
How about this most common practice in reds? Enological practice which is not allowed that you meet.
It's not common, but...
it happens, what is most
sometimes
often?
Sometimes it's related with color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And these practicals are sometimes closer to the north of Europe that they have low color in wines,
mm-hmm.
in the red wines. Okay? But this is not very... It's not common. Sometimes it's difficult because to a group like this, when I say one thing like this, you are more interested in the negative part than in the positive. It's the reason sometimes I don't speak about. Okay?
Now it's clear.
Okay? I prefer to be direct.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, but still you are telling us about a very small percentage. So
yeah, yeah. And
general,
we make
the general impression,
you know,
is positive.
That in the DOC, only to have this clear information. We make controls that even the producers don't know. Okay? We make some controls, internal controls, some practicals, some things.
But you mean you buy bottles, for example, in the shop?
We control the export bottles.
Okay. In every market.
Okay.
Not just in Portugal.
It must be very stressful.
And this we don't want to be, you want, it's not important to the communication, it's something important to the quality of the DOC, but it's, because we control all steps, market, and also if we want other wines,
mm-hmm.
not
yeah.
from our DOC. Because when we have a big brand like Vinho Verde, you must have this clear.
Yeah.
Because you have, when you receive proposals, for example, for other countries that are labelings that seems like Vinho Verde, you must be clear to analyze the market, okay?
Do you have any position open in Brazil, for instance, for controlling
the market? Well, it's very easy because we have...
The control is done here. We just buy the bottles through Portuguese...
ISEP
institutions,
yes.
Several markets. They send us the bottles and we test them here. So... No drops.
Okay. But important, I think it's important. No, a lot of regions show this. When we changed the layout of the laboratory, we left this on the middle because we think it's important to bring persons inside the lab,
mm-hmm.
and to explain this. Sometimes we don't have this information. And it's important. It's a guarantee also to the consumer. But always the minimum quality. You understand this concept?
Yeah.
Not a journalist concept, not a consumer concept.
Yep.
Sometimes we give our classification, it's between 0 and 10, it's very short. And when a producer says, for example, 7, and after have someone that tasted wine, for example, Robert Parker, and gives 90, say, oh, you only give me 7. No, it's enough to have a category. It's not, you understand, it's not our objective to be communication to, to outside. We have one thing that we do in this purpose, it's the contest. We have a contest,
yes,
but this is not control.
Yeah,
this is a contest. It's an international jury or a national jury. We have different steps, and this is communication tool. Mm. This is quality of the product. Okay.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Presentation.
We go to the tasting room.